Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. A few years back, a church hosted a class for new members. The class ended with each person sharing possible ways he or she would like to serve in the congregation. Each person talked about gifts and areas of interest. One person responded that she wanted to volunteer in the nursery. Another wanted to usher. And another wanted to serve coffee. When it was Barry's turn, he announced, "I want to be the last person out the church door." Everyone chuckled. Barry explained, "I want to turn the lights off and put tables away after receptions and gatherings. Honestly, I will make sure that the last dish gets washed, dried, and put away. I will even take out the trash. Sure, I can read lessons at worship. I can teach. But what I really want is to serve by being the last person out the door when the job is done." Barry knew what he wanted to do to serve in the church. He knew so badly what he was called to do that he wanted to be the last one to leave when it was all said and done. He wanted to go the extra mile. He knew as part of the church, he was called to serve others. For centuries, the church has been called to serve others, to lift others up, free others from their bondage, and bring about change in our communities and throughout the whole world, to be the body of Christ. I love today's gospel, because it walks us through what would have likely been a typical day for Jesus. We get a glimpse of Jesus' daily ministry. So, what does a typical day look like for Jesus? First, Jesus doesn't expect people to come to him, but instead he meets them where they are at. He visits them in their homes. He visits them in their places of worship. He walks the countryside of Galilee, meeting the people where they are. He visits them in their homes. He even eats in fellowship with sinners, prostitutes, and tax collectors. We find Jesus teaching and preaching of God's love, grace, and mercy where the people are at. We also find Jesus healing the sick, casting out evil spirits, and feeding the hungry. In Jesus' works of healing and his concern for all human need, he shows that he cares about these very real and very understandable struggles in life. The last thing that Jesus does is he finds a deserted place for rest and prayer. After a busy day, Jesus took the time for rest and prayer. Jesus takes time to build his relationship with God the Father in prayer, seeking out guidance, peace, renewal, and purpose. In today's gospel, we hear about Christ himself serving others and ministering to others. And I think this gives us a hint to what it means to be the body of Christ in this world, in service to others. Christ, who is in the very nature of God, came into this world with authority that no one else could challenge. Amazingly and wonderfully, Christ chooses to use this power to humble himself in service to others. When I think of someone who has spent their life in service to others, I can't help but to think of Mother Teresa. Because of her work in helping the poorest of the poor, she became called the Saint of the Gutters. She would see Jesus in everyone she met. It didn't matter whether they're dying of AIDS or leprosy. She wanted them to be able to die in peace and in dignity. Mother Teresa once said, "Love first begins at home. Love your family and your neighbors. Share with the poor and needy around you with your smile, your word, your time, and your belongings. See God's presence in the people you meet daily and treat them as children of God. Serve and love one person at a time. God does not want us to love crowds of people. That is an impossibility. He wants us to love him in every single person we meet when we meet that person." When I think of Mother Teresa, I also think of someone who had great power. She had the power and authority that inspired people throughout the entire world. For better or for worse, she had the power and recognition to make changes in this world. I think we all walk around with a little power in our lives, although I must admit that none of us will likely ever be as influential as Mother Teresa. There are, however, many small ways that we can make a difference where we serve. There was an older gentleman named Bud. He was a longtime member of a small town church. Once a month, the church would serve dinner at a local soup kitchen. Bud would always be there dishing up food, but he always took it a step further. He would go out into the dining room to every child, and he would kneel down at their level, and he would greet them with a hello and a smile. He would then slyly shake their hand and slip them a piece of candy. He made sure that every child that was there knew that they were welcome and valued. I don't know that he ever felt he did anything amazing in his life, but to those kids, he was a Mother Teresa in their life. In his own small way, he valued others and served others. I want to challenge you to think about two things this week. First, I want you to think about what it is that gets in your way of serving others. What is it that keeps you from using your God-given talents and power to serve others? Is it greed? Selfishness, fear, anxiety, materialism, commercialism, a desire to outdo the Joneses, prejudice, pride, petty differences, doubt, lack of hope, or maybe an entitled thirst for power and authority, or maybe a lack of prayer and self-care in your life. How often do we rest and enter into prayer for guidance, renewal, and a sense of purpose in our life? And actually believe that the prayers we offer will actually make a difference. The second thing I challenge you to think about is this. If you were sitting in a new member class, how would you answer the question? Where do you see yourself serving others? Where do you see yourself serving others in this congregation, the community, and beyond? And to the many ways that we do serve in this congregation, our ushers, assisting ministers, communion assistants, musicians, those who provide care to the sick and homebound, board and committee members, our Friday lunch helpers, those who serve the community in many, many ways. Sunday school and kids club teachers, and all others who humbly serve. I lift those up in thanksgiving. In the end, I leave you with this. The church is called to serve others. Care for the poor, the sick, the ill in spirit, the hungry. These indeed are important acts of service. these gifts we offer to others also point to something more. They point to the ultimate gift that we have in Jesus Christ. They point to the forgiveness of sins and God's everlasting love. As we engage in service, healing and outreach, social ministries and care and advocacy, global ministries feeding the hungry and seeking justice, in all of those things, we proclaim the good news we have in Jesus Christ to the entire world. May Jesus Christ bless you in your service to others and be with you all. Amen.